Glossary. Compersion. The positive feelings experienced when a lover or partner is having a positive experience with one of their other lovers or partners. Consensual non-monogamy, CNM. The practice of having or being open to multiple sexual or romantic partners at the same time, where all people involved are aware of this relationship agreement and consent to it. CNM can take forms such as polyamory, swinging, open marriage, open relationships, solo polyamory, and relationship anarchy. Garden party polyamory, an approach to polyamory where metamours only spend time together at social events, such as a mutual partner's birthday. In such cases, these metamours will usually have cordial and respectful interactions or even a friendly connection with little contact outside of these events. Kitchen table polyamory, an approach to polyamory where partners and metamours are friendly or close with each other, all comfortable sitting at the literal or metaphorical kitchen table together. Metamours tend to cultivate their own friendship with one another, and partners are open to their children or extended family spending time together. Metamour. Two people who share a partner but are not romantically or sexually involved with each other. For example, if you have a partner who also has a spouse, you and their spouse would be metamours. Or if you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend who are not involved with each other, the two of them would be metamours to each other. Monogamy. The practice of having one sexual or romantic partner at a time. Mononormativity, a term coined by Marianne Piper and Robin Bauer to refer to the societal dominant assumptions regarding the naturalness and normalcy of monogamy, where political, popular, and psychological narratives typically present monogamy as the superior, most natural or morally correct way to do relationships. Parallel polyamory. CNM relationships where a person's different relationships have little to no interaction. Polycule. A combination of the word poly for polyamorous or many, and molecule referring to a connected network of partners and metamours in CNM relationships. Polysecure. Experiencing secure attachment with yourself and your multiple partners. A person who is polysecure is both securely attached to multiple romantic partners and has enough internal security to be able to navigate the structural relationship insecurity inherent to non-monogamy, as well as the increased complexity and uncertainty that occurs when having multiple partners and metamours. Relationship anarchy. A relationship style that applies political anarchist principles to interpersonal relationships. Relationship anarchists seek to dismantle the social hierarchies dictating how sexual and romantic relationships are prioritized over all other forms of love. And so, people who identify as relationship anarchists make less distinction between the importance or value of their lovers over their friends or other people in their life. And they do not only reserve intimacy or romance for only the people they have sex with. Solo polyamory. An approach to polyamory that emphasizes personal agency. Individuals do not seek to engage in relationships that are tightly couple-centric or financially or domestically entwined. People who identify as solo polyamorous emphasize autonomy, the freedom to choose their own relationships without seeking permission from others, and flexibility in the form their relationships take. It is a common misconception that people practicing solo polyamory are either more casual or less committed in their relationships. This is not necessarily the case. Solo polyamorous folks can be deeply emotionally involved and committed in their relationships, but typically choose not to take on the traditional roles that some partners assume, such as living together, having shared finances, or doing domestic duties, at least not as a relationship expectation or obligation.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.